Exclusive: Mike Huckabee backs Trump for opposing extremist congresswomen. By Aaron Klein on July 18, 2019. Former Arkansas governor and ex-presidential candidate Mike Huckabee expressed support for President Trump's denunciations of four extremist congresswomen. Although Huckabee said he personally may have worded some of the president's tweets differently. Still, Huckabee defended Trump's rhetoric, saying that Trump is the president and he has the right to speak in his own way. I think we have come to expect that he is going to have blunt force when it comes to his style of rhetoric. Asked if Trump did the right thing in his condemnations of Reps. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ayanna Pressley, Huckabee stated. Absolutely, I do. I think the president should have called them out. I understand there may have been some ways that he worded it that perhaps we would have worded it differently if it were up to us. But here is something I think a lot of people are not even talking about. When he made the comments, he did not name any one of the four congresswomen. He didn't. He just talked about those who were anti-Semitic and anti-American and he lamented the fact that they were being given places of prominence. And these four women identified themselves as the guilty parties. Now we have a saying in the South that goes something like this. When you throw a rock across the fence, it's the hit dog that hollers. He didn't say who they were. They stood up and identified themselves. So how insane is it that they basically are admitting that they have said anti-Semitic, anti-American comments that are really disgusting for anyone but especially for someone who was elected to represent people in the United States and in the Congress. Huckabee was speaking in an interview on this reporter's radio program. The former governor spoke from Jerusalem, where he was on a tour arranged by the Chavez Zion Group. Trump has repeatedly defended his original tweet, clearly referring to Omar, Tlaib, Ocasio-Cortez and Pressley, advocating that the controversial, extreme left politicians can go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came. One day after the Democrat-controlled House passed a resolution claiming Trump made racist comments about four far-left Democratic congresswomen, Omar and Tlaib introduced a resolution aimed at supporting the anti-Semitic boycott, divestment and sanctions, BDS, movement, which targets the Middle East's only democracy. At the same conference, Pressley seemed to imply that people of the same races or sexualities need to hold leftist opinions. She said, "If you're not prepared to come to that table and represent that voice, don't come, because we don't need any more brown faces that don't want to be a brown voice. We don't need black faces that don't want to be a black voice. We don't need Muslims that don't want to be a Muslim voice. We don't need queers that don't want to be a queer voice." Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook.